Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Former Vice President Joe Biden has launched his presidential campaign. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports he joins the crowded field of Democratic presidential hopefuls vying to win back the White House in 2020.
In an online video message, Biden made it official.
Everything that has made America, America is at stake. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Biden will kick off his campaign with a rally in Pittsburgh on Monday, and in the coming days will also make stops in the early primary states of Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. His high-profile working-class background and his 8 years as Barack Obama's vice president make him a presumed frontrunner, but that same long history also makes some Democrats deride Biden as the party's past, not its future. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The state of Texas has executed John King for the murder of James Byrd, Jr. in 1998. King, who was a white supremacist, tortured Byrd, who was black, by dragging him to his death chained to a truck. Jeremy DeSalle is the spokesman for the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. DeSalle told reporters that at the execution, King made no verbal final statement.
When asked if he had a final statement, Mr. King simply responded with the word no. He did, however, provide a written statement that reads as follows. Capital punishment. Them without the capital get the punishment. Period.
King was the second man executed for Byrd's killing. A third man was sentenced to life in prison. The human rights group Amnesty International and the monitoring group Air Wars have released a report. They allege the U.S.-led coalition fighting ISIS in Raqqa, Syria, has killed many hundreds more civilians than the coalition will acknowledge. NPR's Ruth Sherlock reports.
The U.S.-led military coalition says it killed 157 civilians in the offensive. But this new report says that more than 1,600 civilians lost their lives in the attacks. It used satellite images to identify when each of the 11,000 destroyed buildings in Raqqa were hit. Amnesty's investigator, Donatella Rivera, spent months in the city gathering witness testimony. She says that, along with the airstrikes, U.S. forces fired barrages of artillery that, shot into densely populated areas, were, quote, inaccurate to the point of being indiscriminate. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Beirut.
FBI and IRS agents have searched the home and office of embattled Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh. She is suspected of improper business dealings. The mayor has earned at least $700,000 from the sale of her self-published book. Some private companies that purchased the mayor's book have also won Baltimore city contracts. The city council has asked the mayor to resign. This is NPR. Health workers in Democratic Republic of Congo fighting an Ebola outbreak are still recovering from an attack that left one worker dead. Now the workers say the Congolese government has 1 week to improve security or they'll go on strike. NPR's Nerit Eisenman reports.
The demand comes from about 200 Congolese doctors and more than 1,000 nurses at hospitals and health centers around Butembo, the current hotspot of the outbreak. They're on the front lines of the Ebola response, flagging suspect cases and referring them to treatment. But some in the community believe Ebola is a scam, so they're targeting these health workers with threats and violent assault. Several of these hospitals and health centers also house command centers of Ebola response teams. Two of them were targeted in attacks last week. An epidemiologist from Cameroon with the World Health Organization was killed. If there's a strike, the health workers say they will still keep two Ebola treatment centers open. Nerit Eisenman, NPR News.
The Joint Typhoon Warning Center says Cyclone Kenneth is going to make landfall tomorrow on the coast of Mozambique. The storm is as strong as a Category 4 hurricane. That region of East Africa has not recovered from last month's Cyclone Idai. That killed more than 1,000 people. The National Weather Service is warning that severe thunderstorms are possible today over the deep south and northern Gulf Coast. There are threats from damaging winds, hail, and possibly a few tornadoes. Heavy rain may worsen persistent flooding in the region. The threat of severe weather will shift tomorrow to the southeast and mid-Atlantic states. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.